With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The stock market continues to struggle in the aftermath of yesterday's heavy losses. The Dow in particular has taken a hit this morning. The blue chip index has been down more than 500 points at times. President Trump hasn't had much to say about Wall Street's woes.
As Wall Street continued its sell-off to begin the week, the president did not make any public appearances and no public statements about the stock market on Monday. However, he was active on social media, sharing several dozen favorable articles about himself and Republican praise for his leadership. Over the weekend, the president refused to rule out a possible recession, which further spooked investors.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A U.S.-led delegation headed by Secretary of State Rubio is meeting with Ukrainian officials at talks in Saudi Arabia. Those discussions focus on finding a way to end the war with Russia. The meeting comes hours after Russian air defenses shot down more than 335 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions overnight. Also at SRNNews.com, a proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year has run into some opposition.
The proposal, which shifts around some budget lines to increase defense spending by $6 billion and cut domestic spending by $13 billion, was denounced by Democrats. But the bill also drew some ire off Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who said the bill is more of the same old stuff. Massie posted on X, quote, "I'll be a no on the CR this week. It amazes me that colleagues and many of the public fall for the lie that we will fight for another day." President Donald Trump is calling for the proposal to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Federal judge has ruled that DOGE must start releasing records of its activities, saying the Department of Government Efficiency is subject to the Freedom of Information Act. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 573 points. This is SRN News. Maternity benefits now available for women's pro tennis players.
Pregnant players on the women's tennis tour can now receive 12 months of paid maternity leave. 2 months off without pay is offered to those who become parents outside of traditional marriage and conception. It's all available under a program sponsored by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, announced this past week by the WTA. More than 300 players are eligible, retroactive to the first of this year. The WTA would not disclose the amount of the available funds. George Williams reporting.
A prominent Palestinian activist who helped lead last spring's protests at Columbia University has been arrested by federal immigration agents. A Department of Homeland Security spokesman described the arrest as supporting President Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism. The arrest follows last week's announcement, the administration canceling $400 million in grants and contracts to Columbia because the school has abandoned its obligation to Jewish students. SRN News. The Supreme Court will weigh in on ownership of a valuable piece of art looted by the Nazis.
The justices have revived a case that could decide the ownership of a French Impressionist painting that was once stolen by the Nazis from a Jewish woman. At issue is whether the painting should remain in the hands of a prominent Spanish museum where it now hangs, or with the descendants of the woman. Camille Pissarro's 1897 painting hangs in Madrid's Thyssen-Bornemisza Museum and depicts a rain-swept Paris street. The painting is estimated to be worth tens of millions of dollars. Keith Peters reporting.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is running to become the state's next Democratic governor. Gilchrist announcing his bid to succeed term-limited Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Gilchrist became Michigan's first black lieutenant governor in 2019 and is currently in his second term. More details at SRNNews.com.